from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Sharing Show.
Once upon a time, a certain prayer warrior named Warren, it's a totally made-up name, I just invented it, his real name is Wally, wished for God to dampen a certain unholy occasion, namely, a local gay rights parade scheduled for the upcoming Saturday. Warren lived in Toronto. And so Warren sequestered himself in his bedroom, pulled the curtains, went to his knees, and implored the deity in the following whiny-like manner.
God, please make it rain.
No,
said God from somewhere high above the CN Tower. Warren was taken aback by God's directness. Forgetting he was imploring the creator of the universe, Warren followed up with,
why not?
Back in the old days, God might have opened a hole in Toronto and swaddled the audacious Warren into the subway system, or flushed him out into Lake Ontario. But this day, God said,
there aren't enough of you praying for it.
How many do we need?
144,000 is a good number, replied God. I like that number.
Well, we've got 12.
There was a moment of silence, repeated 7 times. Warren began wondering if he'd lost his connection. He began wondering if he'd somehow insulted the Father of all. He was about to say,
God, God!
When there came the booming celestial voice once again.
Will everyone be closing their eyes?
Absolutely,
cried Warren, relieved.
What about facial contortions?
Oh, that's easy enough.
It was true. Many in Warren's prayer group, when they prayed, resembled people performing lateral deltoid raises with 24-pound dumbbells.
I need at least one person to break a sweat and groan,
said God in his angriest, most demanding tone. Oh, Warren laughed out loud.
That would be Bill.
If God was taken aback by Warren's quick and easy response, he didn't let on.
Will you be holding hands?
What do you think?
Said Warren, almost singing the words.
I like hand-holding,
said God wistfully.
Oh, I know.
Boy, girl, boy, girl.
God boomed, recovering his frightening mien and snapping Warren back into fear mode.
And no funny stuff.
Yes, Lord.
When do you need it?
The rain, you mean?
No, the key to Atlantis. Of course the rain.
Saturday, Lord.
So, what? Is there a drought? A forest fire? What's happening down there?
There's a gay rights parade here on Saturday. Queers are taking over the earth.
That figures. You're where again?
Toronto.
Of course. Well, Saturday's going to be a problem.
What?
Warren became whiny again. Not that he'd ever really stopped.
Why?
Stop addressing me in that tone,
demanded God.
There's a Methodist picnic up in Woodbridge, okay?
Warren's respect for the deity waxed, then waned, then waxed, then waned again as he whined.
What the heck does that got to do with anything?
God would have become angry and demolished that big dome thing where the Raptors played, but he considered the following information more devastating.
Oh, nothing. Just that the Methodists are petitioning me fervently for it not to rain. Fervently! It's a formidable force there up in Woodbridge. Oh, yes, they've even bought a book on how to pray fervently. They got it at Barnes & Noble. It's called How to Pray Fervently. Fervently. I feel myself caving in.
But you're not caved in yet, are you?
No, not yet. They're still just looking at the pretty cover and reading the many endorsements on the back written by respected theologians.
Please, God, can you tell me how many of the Methodists are praying for it not to rain?
Yes, I can tell you that. 117 souls so far.
We're doomed.
The hand-holding is going to help you, Mr. Whiny.
God meant the nickname lovingly, but he knew the statement leading up to it would mystify Warren.
You mean Methodists aren't holding hands?
God was taken aback.
I thought you'd be mystified by my words, but I see that you weren't. I mean, that you're not.
Warren tried to keep in mind how great God was.
How will this help us? Can you tell me?
You're nosy and audacious, but I like how you keep bugging me. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. The only people I've ever told this to are Elijah and Oral Roberts. 4 holding hands equals 20 not.
Wow. I'm honored, God. What an advantage to know this.
Don't tell anybody. I like things the way they are now.
You can trust me. So 12 gives us 60. We're still short.
And still you doubt the power of God. Still you have not the faith of even a mustard seed. Did not I myself bring the children of Israel through the Red Sea? Bill's going to groan and sweat, remember?
Of course I remember.
Well, he's worth 50 people.
Wow. Am I only the third person to know this too?
No, you're the fourth. I told Benny Hinn in 1983.
Great. So that puts me at 110, still 7 short.
18 short.
Huh?
I just got 11 more no reins.
Warren slunk so dejectedly to the floor that his butt hit his heels, ruining his prayer pose.
We're sunk then,
he whined from his slunk.
Not necessarily. You could pull an all-nighter.
Warren shot back up into textbook form.
Are you talking about what I think you're talking about?
God shrugged.
How should I know? What do you think I'm talking about?
I think you're talking about an all-night prayer vigil, answered Warren.
Well, said God, then I guess you were thinking about what I was talking about.
I hear those work mystically good.
Mystically well,
corrected God.
Mystically well.
Do we all have to do it?
1 equals 6 after 10 p.m. and 1 equals 12 after midnight.
So 2 after midnight will put us over.
Or my name isn't unpronounceable by Jewish people.
I guess I could do it with Rob.
I don't think so, smugnuts.
God addressed Warren with an endearing yet humiliating nickname of his own creation.
Why not?
Asked Warren, hardly believing that the deity had just called him smugnuts.
Rob works midnights. He's too used to it.
Warren groaned.
We have to suffer?
I'm partial to suffering. Hello? Read Leviticus.
What if Rob stays up and prays all day?
Hello? No.
Look, I'll just try to come up with someone else.
I'll give you Rob during the day if he kneels.
We're going to kneel anyway.
Now you tell me.
I thought you knew.
1 kneeling equals 5 standing, and you're the first one I've ever told this.
Awesome.
Will you be using padded kneelers?
Asked God.
Our church doesn't have them, answered Warren.
Then 1 equals 8.
Ah, the suffering factor.
Not so fast. You've got trouble. Pastor Pete is heading for his prayer closet.
Who's Pastor Pete?
Hello? Grand Poobah, 9th Street Methodist Church of God. 9th Street Methodist Church of Me.
But he's only one guy.
But he's got more degrees than Nebuchadnezzar's oven.
So?
We're talking AB, MDIB, MTH, DD, DSEC, Lit, PhD, Lit, D, DSEC, Theol. That's what we're talking here. Have you ever seen more capital and small letters mixed together?
We're sunk. Is that what you're saying, Lord?
I'm not saying that.
Then?
He's fat. Pete is fat. He's eating a ding-dong as we speak.
Warren felt a flicker of hope.
In his prayer closet?
This is what I'm telling you.
What can we do?
You can fast.
Well, why did I know you were going to say that?
I love it when people don't eat. It twists my arm that much harder.
So how long do we have to starve ourselves?
24 hours minimum.
We'll have to think about it.
Time's up. Do you want to soak the homos or don't you?
Sure, but...
Then I need a commitment.
I don't know. Look, what do you want to do?
God fell down, got back up, fell down again, then recovered before any of his attending angels could bat a wing and ask what had happened.
I'm sorry,
God said.
But what did you just ask me, Warren? It sounded like you wanted to know what I wanted to do.
I did.
God stroked his beard so fast and so thoroughly that many of the attending angels thought it might catch fire.
Amazing,
said God.
I haven't been asked that question in 2015 years.
Seriously?
I kid you not.
Well, I'm asking it now. God, what do you want?
Honestly, I was planning rain.
Oh?
In fact, I've had rain planned for Saturday for 10,000 years.
Well, okay. Then I guess the 12 of us really
don't
need to...
get lazy on me!
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong, Lord?
The Methodists are forming a circle.
I hope it's not a...
Yes, it's a prayer circle.
They're reading the book?
Chapter 12. Oh, it's shaping up to be a beauty.
Oh, we're finished then.
I'm sorry, Warren, but this one is very, very round.
Lord, is there anything we can do?
Nothing. I'm generally helpless against these. I feel I'm being pulled toward the circle.
God, wait!
Such roundness. Help!
God, come back!
Help! No!